This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Facial expressions of unborn children are telling researchers that they are capable of feeling pain in the womb. Authors of the fresh study say unborn babies learn to show pain in their facial expressions. Even grimacing itself is part of the process of fetal development. The U.S. Congress is considering a bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation based on pain. Earlier this year, a Planned Parenthood staffer lobbied against a Florida bill to protect babies born alive after failed abortions. The anti-infanticide bill passed committee anyway, unanimously passed the House, and now has been signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. This is Life News Radio. We are sold the idea that contraception reduces STDs, reduces pregnancies, makes this kind of personal intimacy responsible. Here's the reality check. Contraception has always been about controlling the population of certain people groups. The presumption of safety or responsibility imposes obligations on women to perform or at least acquiesce. Contraception fails. Abortions follow. People, particularly women, get burned out on the human experience. Don't buy the lies. Stay informed. Matt Burke of the world champion Baltimore Ravens explained why he did not go to the White House. "I have great respect for the office of the presidency, but about 4 or 5 weeks ago," Burke said, "our president made a comment in a speech and he said, 'God bless Planned Parenthood.'" Burke is a very open and public Catholic and claims that he took enough offense to these comments that he declined the opportunity to meet and be honored by the president at the White House. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.